Do you want to align with God's vibes, adapt to a spirit-led lifestyle, and live out of the fullness of God's plans and purposes for your life? This podcast is for you. The good news I have for you is that your time is now. It's time to transform self-sabotage into self-mastery and revolutionize your world. If you're ready to go beyond the ordinary and break out into the extraordinary life God designed for you, you're in the right place. In the God's Vibes podcast, you will find the freedom and permission to stop chasing success the world's way and simply be who God formed, shaped, and anointed you to be. My name is Juliana Page, and my mission is to lead you on the ultimate adventure, aligning and tracking with God so you can radically transform your life from the inside out and build spirit-driven success. Using life coaching and biblical and prophetic teaching, I'll show you what it means to dwell in the good land God ordained for your life and train you to be a powerful person who is a walking testimony of what's possible with God. Subscribe to God's Vibes for spirit-filled real talk, hard-hitting truth with a humorous touch that will help you discover who you are in God, dare to press through your seeming limitations, and chart a divine path that will renew your dreams and transform your future. It's time to experience true freedom through courage, faith, and self-mastery. I dare you to step out in faith and courageously dive into the purposeful life of trusting God for the impossible. Let's go. Hey, hey, faith walkers and spiritual running buddies. What's going on? Welcome back to God's Vibes. We've got a powerful message for you today. I probably say that every time, but I literally mean it every time. And I really work hard to make sure that I can provide topics to you that are relevant, that are timely, that are practical, that are biblically based and sound, and that are free and accessible literally to anyone, anywhere around the world. So if you are being blessed by what's happening here, you can bless me and everyone that's listening to this podcast right back by subscribing to the podcast, by rating it 5 stars and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. But when you do, make sure that you also go to julianapage.com/podcast and claim your free gift just for doing that, just for being here. I'll send you the 30-day devotional, the God's Vibes Matter devotional, for free, just for being here, my gift to you. So I'm just so honored that you are here, that you devote time every week to tuning into God's Vibes. It's such an honor that is not lost on me. Time is your most precious asset, and I'm just so grateful to be a part of your journey in any way. So thank you for being here. We have a couple of updates for you. Some of you were asking about prophetic monthly training, and we decided to offer info sessions, free info sessions about prophetic monthly training, just so you could get all of your questions answered before diving in. I will tell you, this training is not like other trainings. It's way more experiential. It is activating. It is practical in real time. There are 6 live sessions every month, so this is not a self-paced course. This is not a mastermind. This is not, you know, a program. This is literally an activating training. So every session, there is live coaching, there's live teaching, there's live training, there's activations and practical ways that you are literally implementing what you're learning as you learn it. Okay, so this is a very different kind of training, but we have an info session coming up on April 30th. It's a Tuesday at 12 p.m. Central Time. So if you want to be a part of that, you can join us inside the free Courage Co. community. So if you go to www.courageco.org, create an account so that we can see who you are. You can upload a photo and share who you are. It is a private app, so you have to have a unique login, but it's totally free. And then you can go to the events tab once you see the main dashboard, and then you'll see the free info session and you can just register there and sync that to your calendar. So that's coming up April 30th at 12 p.m. Central Time. We will record that too, just so that you can see that as well. If you're in the Courage Co. community, you can go back and rewatch that. But if you want to join us live, that's the best way to get your questions answered. We did also do a podcast episode talking all about the Prophetic Monthly Training. So if you want to go back and listen to that, that is a great asset and resource to you as well. We have a info page, if you click the link on the show notes as well, which will provide all sorts of details. And so if you have questions beyond what is shared there already, we're happy to answer that. Okay, and then the other things that are going on right now, we have 30 Days of Faith Walking. If you want to be a part of that, that is a really amazing program to take your faith on a walk. It's a great way to challenge yourself to start moving in faith more than fear. And especially in the world that we live in, one of the greatest attacks of the enemy is getting you to fear and getting you caught up in so many low-level attacks. And sometimes it's just time to rise up and win. It's time to rise up in your identity in Christ. It's time to put on the armor of God, and it's time to start asserting your authority, right? So if you want to do that, this is a really great program. It has a mix of coaching, so you can go back and listen to coaching that happened in there. And there's a devotional style training every single day. So if you're somebody that doesn't really like journaling, this is a great way around that because it's actually activity. So it's almost like you get different prompts or exercises to do every day rather than just show up to a blank page. So that's a great resource. You can find out more about that over at Courage Co., www.courageco.org. And you can join us every week for small groups. These are life groups. They're on different topics every single day of the week. These are live. They are totally free to you. It's all about nurturing community and having fellowship with one another and also growing in your faith at the same time. And there's so many people that were able to meet through Courage Co. and have their spiritual running buddies now. They have friends that are on the journey with them and that they can text and call whenever for whatever, which is amazing because they didn't have that beforehand. So you can come experience what that is like. In there, we also have a prophetic prayer call this Wednesday morning. We do them every other Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Central Time. So if you want some prophetic encouragement in this season of life, join us live. It is early, depending on where you're at. But we do record those, and we share all the notes and all the scripture references as well. So come connect with us. If you haven't explored Courage Co., there's so much in there. It is a deep well, okay? So if you're somebody that doesn't do surface, that really is the community. It's designed to help you live your most courageous and impactful story and do that in a very practical way, no matter where you're at. So come hang with us. All right, shall we dive into the message now? Let's do the thing. Let's do it. So the topic that I have today is understanding your potential. Understanding your potential. Such a good one. I think the interesting thing is, I think it's Miles Monroe that said that it's such a tragedy that there's so much treasure and wealth in cemeteries because people die with their potential on the inside of them. It was in them. They just never actualized it. They never activated it. They never tapped into it. They never utilized it. And that freaked me out. Like, there was something that did not allow that to get. And you know what I mean? Like, I literally could not shake that. I'm like, ooh, like, I don't, let that not be me, was what started to happen. Like, let that not be me. And if that has been me, Lord, I repent for that. Help me to course correct, like, guide me, like, give me a fresh outpouring of grace and courage. Like, help me to lean into how to grow and evolve and mature with you. I do not want that to be my story, but I'm human, so help me, right? So when it comes to understanding your potential, we all need to answer a few questions, and these used to haunt me. So if they haunt you too, you're in good company. So here are some questions. Number one, who am I? And this is a position question, okay? Then why am I here? And this is a purpose question. And who am I capable of expressing, or what am I capable of doing that has everything to do with your potential? And then how do I fulfill my potential? And that's a process. So we need to know how we're uniquely positioned on the earth for such a time as this, why we're here so that we can really own that position and own the authority own the stewardship, own the responsibility of that, how we can start leaning into our potential and developing our skills and deciding to partner with God and co-creating that potential and actualizing that. And then how do we fulfill it? Like going on this journey, going on a process with Him. Okay. So when it comes to understanding your potential, Romans 1:11 is a great verse. For I long to see you that I may impart to you some spiritual gifts so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Okay, so there is potential in every seed. And the seed is often described as the word of God. The word is a seed. Everything in life was created with potential and possesses the potential principle. There is potential in every seed. The seed will always be the solution. So the word of God in this way has everything you need. And oftentimes too, when it comes to understanding our potential with mutual faith, what that part of Romans means is that many times potential is understood by whom you associate with in faith. And so this is one of the reasons why Courage Co. is so powerful, because when you get around other faith walkers, when you get around spiritual running buddies, when you get around people that are growing with God and that share faith, it starts activating hidden potential in you. You start seeing other testimonies of what's possible with God, and you can claim those as your own. You start activating potential that was dormant, because now that you got around the right people, it starts getting drawn out of you, right? So when you get around the wrong people, they often draw out your weaknesses. They draw out the worst parts of you. You become somebody you don't recognize, and not in a good way. But the same is true when you get around people whom you associate with in mutual faith. When you get around these people that are faith walkers, it starts bringing out the greatness in you. It starts actualizing this potential in you. It starts speaking to the king or the queen in you, the royalty in you, and it starts drawing you into a God journey that you might not have been drawn into before. Or that you might have resisted before, okay? But now you're in good company of mutual faith, and it starts bringing out your hidden potential that's been dormant in there, okay? So potential defined, like what is it? Let's talk about it for a second. Potential is dormant ability. It is reserved power. It's untapped strength. It's unused success, hidden talents, and capped capacity. Come on. So inside of you, just think about this, is untapped potential, like a whole reservoir. You're like a resource center of potential. And potential is unexposed ability and talent and power, right? So when you get the right exposure, it starts exposing what is in you. God created everything with potential, even you. You are God's garden. Genesis 1:12 says, and the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Who you are is determined by the seed. And the scripture teaches us that you are God's garden. Your potential is fully realized as you allow the seed of God's word to take hold in you and produce the potential that He assigned for your life. This is why it's so powerful to read your word. You often hear that, read your word, right? But if you recognize that there are seeds in there that activate your potential, if you recognize that there are keys in there that unlock doors to destiny, if you can recognize that the answer, the solutions to everything you have need of is in there, you will approach it differently. And potential, the good news here is, even if it's been dormant, it doesn't need to remain dormant in your life. 1 Corinthians 3:9 says, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. So awesome, isn't it? Like, it's words. Especially if you are a pioneer, if you identify as being a builder, you are God's building. God has built you on purpose. For a purpose. So your potential does not need to remain dormant. You can express your life calling and assignments. You can live fully. And when you do, when you know that God is backing you, when you know that He's built you for this, like you're literally built for this, you don't have fear, not the same kind of way. You don't fall for like low-level fears that an average person might fall for because you are backed by God. And potential is always present and can be activated with the seed of God's word that is to you. Okay, so as you're reading the word of God and Holy Spirit is enlightening the eyes of your understanding, as Holy Spirit is giving you revelation, personal revelation about that word, a rhema word to you, right? Then that is starting to activate and literally draw forth potential. It's calling forth the potential that is in you. We see in Mark 4:13, the parable of the sower, and it talks about how we have this potential and different sowers do different things with their potential. So here it is. And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises from the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones sown among the thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground. Those who hear the word accept it and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. So faithfulness leads to fruitfulness, okay? But when we are not faithful to seek the kingdom first, when we are not faithful to renew our mind, when we are not faithful to act in obedience on what God is telling us, right? We don't see the fruit of what it is that we desire. So there's definitely conditions here, and we see this in the parable of the sower. Colossians 1:16 says, "For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him." Okay, so God is the creator. We are the creation. Okay, God created things by speaking. And the process God used to create, right, which is also the process we can use, is to speak. Speaking was the work. Speaking. Using your words. God did not create by thinking it into existence, but by speaking it into existence. So there's faith that what you say is inevitable. Like that thing is going to come to pass. God's word, when spoken, will not return void. It will go forth and accomplish what it was set out to do. So this was the way God worked. And you carry on in the word of God by speaking. And through you, God continues creating. So we need to activate the kingdom with our voice, with our words. The kingdom of God is voice activated. So when it comes to activating your kingdom potential, you've got to speak the word of God in your life. And Christ is our life. Okay, it says in Colossians 3:4, "When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory." So Christ is your potential. The nature of Christ, the power of Christ, the characteristics of Christ, that is your potential that you get to actualize in your life. So you are not junk. Let God touch you and form you for his purposes. We are all growing from one degree of the glory of God to another. Okay, this is the point. We are here to reflect the Creator, to represent him to the world. I love to thinking about the potter. I think this is a great way to think about the process that we have, we're always on this refining journey. Like, our goal is literally to stay on the potter's wheel. Jeremiah 18:1 says, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, 'Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words.' Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make." So when it comes to success by God's design, or how he promises to give us wealth and he adds no sorrow to it, the wealth, the fortune, is on God's wheel. Okay, the potter's wheel is the wheel of fortune. Let God touch you. Let him handle you, right? A lot of times we don't create space to encounter God. We don't allow God to touch us in a personal way. We don't invite him into our heart. We don't invite him into certain areas of our life that feel really vulnerable. But you've got to let God form you into his purpose and reveal your full potential to you. So you do really have to let God touch you where you're tender. And that's often what's happening in the secret place. There's our heart and these broken pieces and places in our heart that are being revealed, and God is touching those or addressing those places. He's exposing stinking thinking and faulty mindsets. He's exposing any waywardness in us, or any ways that we are drifting from him, perhaps. He's exposing hidden sin. He's exposing us to ourselves in these places that are tender. He's exposing where we've started creating idols rather than seeking him with our whole heart. So the wheel of God will reveal to you the will of God and also the wealth of God. Okay. Now, God sees you as a vessel of honor. In 2 Timothy 2:14, it talks about how to be a vessel of honor. It says, "Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work." So you've got to remember and let that hit your spirit. You're not a broken vessel. You are a vessel of honor. And you can always yield to the hand of God in your life to fulfill your purpose and live in your full potential. But that is a decision every day. You can continue to work off of faulty programming. You can continue to work off your will and your ways, or you can yield to God, yield to the hand of God. So when it comes to our potential, the Bible often talks about getting wisdom, getting understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing, right? It says in Psalm 119:104, "Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way." And this is interesting. So when you haven't had a healthy diet, pursuing a healthy diet does not seem attractive, right? You're like, I don't want green juice. I don't want the bitter things. I want the sweet stuff. I want the stuff that's not good for me, but that's what I have an acquired taste for. And so it's similar with spiritual things, right? Unless we keep going after them and pursuing them, we don't know that that's actually healthy for us, okay? We allow it to be something that's on the sidelines of our life. But when you start prioritizing it, interesting things start to happen. You start to feel better. You start to have more energy. You start to get whole. You start to get free, right? You start to feel better and you're like, huh, there must be something about this green juice. There must be something about this supplement. There must be something going on here. So when you get in the Word of God, it literally brings life to you and it brings understanding to you. Proverbs 4:5 says, "Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth." Proverbs 4:7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get it." And all you're getting, get understanding. Okay, so when I think about levels of receiving information so that you can apply it into your life, there are levels. So a first level could be just information alone. You could get exposed to new information. You could hear a word of God. You could open your Bible app and read it for a second. That's information, right? So like you get exposed to a truth, let's say, or you hear a preacher talk about something, okay? Second level is when it moves into a revelation, a fresh understanding of what that information means personally to you. And when you get a revelation, that stirs you into action. So the Spirit of God resonates with your spirit and you're stirred into action, which leads you to another level of wisdom and understanding, which is the application of that revelation in your life. So there's information, revelation, and application. All of that is necessary to keep understanding different levels of your potential in your life. And the key to knowing your potential and fulfilling your potential is Christ in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. It says this in Colossians 1:27. To them, God willed to make them known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, it's so good. So when you have God's wisdom, you start understanding your potential. You start understanding his nature in you, the glory that can be revealed in you as you co-create with him in your life. 1 Corinthians 1:20 says, "Where's the wise? Where's the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness." So Satan has corrupted wisdom that the world utilizes. So this is why we don't want to move off the wisdom of the world. We want to move off the wisdom of God. Ezekiel 28:17 says, "Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you up before kings that they might gaze at you." Isn't this interesting? We can corrupt wisdom through mixture, right? A double-minded man or woman is unstable in all their ways, right? So when we start putting some truth with worldly wisdom, we start corrupting wisdom and then saying that that's God. It's almost like making your own doctrine. That is not how you fulfill your potential. And all the while, you have access to secret wisdom. So that's the fascinating part. You have access to secret wisdom. Will you pursue it? 1 Corinthians 2:6 says, "However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory." So we originate in God and we are in the God class. So you need to study God to pass the class, right? 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." So think about what you are pursuing and seeking with all of your heart. Is it wisdom? You know, a lot of times we're asking for clarity, we're seeking answers, but is God a part of that seek? What part? How much of the seek, right? What if you just shifted that alone? That might shift everything entirely. And the Holy Spirit, the good news too, is the Holy Spirit helps you to receive and to retain and to apply the wisdom. Holy Spirit's job is literally to be your helper. You're not alone in this. 1 Corinthians 2:11 says, "For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." So we can't know what is in the Bible apart from the Spirit of God revealing it to us. Making sense? 1 Corinthians 2:12, if you keep going, says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." So Holy Spirit's job literally is to help you understand the things of God. We do not operate in the spirit of the world. So developing and cultivating a relationship with God is vital to receive from God. So think about that. Think about where you are getting your wisdom from. What is the truth that you're standing on in your life? Now, know too, as you're going after wisdom, okay, so let's say that you are in the parable, right? And you're going after wisdom. The enemy is going to come to steal, kill, and destroy. It's what he does. He has no new tricks, no new tactics. That's just what he does. He's got a three-part agenda all the time. John 10:10, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So you've got to know that God is not causing these things. He might allow them, but if he's allowing something, it's because he already knows how this goes. He already knows that you emerge victorious. He will never allow a battle that he knows you can't win. He won't do it. So he knows that you're already coming out of this thing victorious. 1 John 3:8 says, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So as we live in Christ, right, as we live from our identity in Christ, as we demonstrate Christ-likeness in our being and in our doing, we manifest our potential and we get the hell out of our lives and put heaven into our lives. So this is a great strategy. If you want to get hell out and put heaven in, here's how you do it. Right? Now, it's important to know that the enemy is always going to try to tempt you from having what's yours. He even did this with Jesus, so we're no different. Genesis 3:1 says, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Interesting, right? Cunning little snake. Then Matthew 4:1 says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit. Okay, so the Spirit of God is actually leading Jesus into the wilderness. Interesting. Sometimes the Spirit of God leads us into a wilderness. Okay? Then Jesus was led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he'd fasted 40 days and 40 nights, warfare is always stirred up in fasting, if you did not know that. Afterward, he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came in, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So the word, you've got to make up your mind about this. The word must be your final authority for who you are and what you have. And this is why it's important to be sowing the seed of the word into your heart, into the garden of your heart every single day. Because when you face a temptation from the tempter, right? When he comes to try to like use his cunning ways, and he knows exactly what works for you, as he tries to lure you into some sort of trap or bait you in some kind of way that he knows you have potential to fall for, you've got to know what your authority and power is so you don't fall for it. Okay? Living water can spring up inside of you. It says in John 4:14, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Even in a desert, even in a dry place, living water can spring up out of you. And this is why it's so important not to let discouragement, not to let distractions, not to let temptations take you out of your awe of God, take you out of your fear of God. It's like not going to bed angry. Don't go to bed discouraged either. Fall back into the love of God. Build yourself up again in the love of God. John 7:38 says, he who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. This is how you return to it. You make sure that these other things don't take up more space in your mind, in your heart, okay? So you've got to dig again, a deep well of water. Get to digging. It says in Genesis 26:18, and Isaac dug again the wells of water, which they had dug in the days of Abraham, his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Okay, so sometimes we got to dig a deep well. We got to dig deep when we're tempted, when we're discouraged, when we're distracted. when we're in a hard place, you got to dig deep. Okay. So a couple of things to think about when it comes to your potential. Why were you born? Have you ever asked that? I know I've asked that throughout my life. I happen to be adopted at birth, right? And I found out when I was 10, which brought with it all of the questions. So I was kind of asking at that age, why was I born? Why am I here? Who am I? Okay. But have you ever asked yourself that? Why was I born? Now, the answer that you usually don't come up with is what I'm going to tell you. One, you're born to be loved. Number one, you're born to be loved and loved by God first and foremost. Two, you're born to express God's nature, right? The enemy wants you to express his nature, but you are born to express God's nature. You are his glory carrier. You are born to reflect him everywhere you go. And you're born to display his life, his abundant life now, not later, now. So to respond to his love for you is living in your full potential now. Like, God has given you the gift of life. Your return on investment, your act of thanks is living now in your full potential in him. That's how you glorify him. So you get to dream. You get to make a demand on your potential. You get to cooperate with God because nothing with God is impossible. You get to co-create with the creator of the universe, right? God wants to partner with you, his creation, to create something. So living in your full potential requires the supernatural, okay? And this is why maybe in other seasons of your life, you might have felt like you were achieving much, but you weren't fulfilled in that, or you achieve something, and then you're like, that's it? Like, that wasn't nearly as satisfying as I thought. Now what? And then you keep going after things, but still, it just feels like you're on a hamster wheel, or you're just chasing things. Chasing, but you're not really getting anywhere. So living in your full potential requires the supernatural. It requires it. And this supernatural allows us to defy the odds. It allows us to rise above the realm of limitations and to expect miracles. Okay? And these are things that can happen every day. Miracles, signs, and wonders are for now. They happen every single day. Okay? But it's important to recognize that for these to happen, your potential is always found in Christ alone. Always found in Christ alone. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. I used to be slightly bothered by this because I didn't have a revelation of this. And now I just start here. I just know that I'm not going to be fruitful if I don't start with God. Like, I'm just over building what I think should be built or building it the way I think it should go, because I really have no clue, okay? And I clearly know by personal experience and lots of it, of not walking with God, how unless the Lord builds it, it won't stand. Like, you might get some traction, but it will not prosper, okay? So start with God. Start with him at the beginning. Humble yourself at every opportunity. Jude 1:20 says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Christ unto eternal life. So we are encouraged to stay connected to the vine, to stay in the love of God, to literally abide in the love of God. When we drift, when we get easily discouraged, and when we have expectation hangovers, when life just seems to be getting the better of us, more than likely we have fallen out of the love of God. We've drifted from the love of God. Not because God turns his love on and off, but we have. Okay? So get back to the love of God. Get back to the love of God. Whatever that is for you, if it's literally sitting with him and talking with him, if it's worshiping him, if it's praying to him, right? If it's having these conversations with him, if it's just offering sacrifices of praise, if it's just honoring his name, if it's inviting him into what you're doing, get back to the love of God. And know too that the grace of God is sufficient. literally for everything. Like, the grace of God is all you need to fulfill your potential. Your potential is always connected to grace. Grace is God's favor. It's his ability to work in you. And it's his sufficiency. It's amazing. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." And Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So when it comes to your potential, you have to know that your potential is hidden, but it's hidden for you. It's to discover with God that you might co-create with God. And your job is to live loved. Your job is to display Christ and display his life and offer that, offer encounters everywhere you go. So when you think about your potential, you actually can have purpose everywhere you are because you can express God everywhere you are. And you can see where maybe you're falling short of doing that. And that's where you can really partner with the Holy Spirit. So think on this message today. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I capable of expressing or doing? And how do I fulfill my potential? And even how will I? How will I? Because it might mean changing your pursuit. I know that was true for me, right? After years of not pursuing God, I had to change my pursuit and pursue him first. That was a big shift. One that did not come easily and one that I did not learn easily. Okay, I also had to learn that abide lesson, just to abide in love, not to do anything, not to achieve anything, not to try to chase after anything, not to go after accomplishments or hustle and just work as hard as the next person. It was not that. It was just abide. I just need you to just hang out in my love and let me just love on you and make sure that you get full of this. I need you to be full of my love so that you radically change the relationship that you have with yourself and everybody else. And then when you've got some lessons in love, then we can work out some dreams and some visions and some new things to co-create together. Because if you try to create without love, what are you doing? Right? If you got talent, you've got all these accolades, you've got all this good stuff, the resume of all the things, right? But you have not love, you've got nothing. So hang out in love. That was a really hard one. That be still and know, that just spend time with the Lord, let him fulfill every need you have. I'm like, how though? You learn in doing. You learn in doing. Okay? And then getting around people of mutual faith. That is a really big deal. And when we don't come from healthy homes and families, when we've never really had community that we can trust, it is one of the scariest things ever. It feels completely risky and uncomfortable. I hear you. But when you know that you get around people with mutual faith and that can change your life and completely set off you walking in your potential with power and authority, it might be worth just exploring community and digging deep into that. And when you think about how valuable you are as God's garden, that's a great reason right there to be setting boundaries and protecting you as God's garden. And when you're thinking about who has the power and authority to change your life, it's you. It's you partnered with God. That's the one. And so all the time that you might spend, not that you do this, but maybe somebody you know, all that time that you might spend judging somebody else or thinking about all the ways that they could change or all the ways that they could show up differently, that's just wasted time, energy, emotion, because the only person you can change is you. And in the moment you start focusing on that, you start realizing that you don't have time to be judging and criticizing and studying somebody else. It's going to take a lot of work for you to co-create what you're here on the earth to do. And anything else would be a lesser mission. Okay? So understand that you are a vessel of honor. Pursue wisdom. Get understanding. This is a huge key to your potential. You've got to be sowing the seed of God's word in you all of the time, way more than you think. But also know that you don't do this faith walk on your own. You have a helper, which is way more fun. Like, you get to go on like God treasure hunts every single day. You get to go on these adventures with him every single day. There's never a dull moment. If anyone teaches you to be present, it's the Holy Spirit, right? When you have this sensitivity to the Holy Spirit and how Holy Spirit is moving, you live a very different life, night and day different. And he will help you to succeed in every godly endeavor connected to your life. So I want to encourage you to dig deeper in your faith walk. And if you want some spiritual running buddies on your journey, Courage Co., I don't know if you've heard of it, great place. You can join it. It's www.courageco.org. And take it a step further, right? Do the thing that is making you feel a little uncomfortable, but you know with conviction that it's God answering your prayer. The more you move on that, the more you'll see God move. The more you'll see new momentum in your faith walk. I know for me, one of my stories was I broke both of my wrists. And that was a painful lesson about ignoring intuition. Ignoring the still small voice, ignoring wisdom, okay? Painful, painful, costly lesson. However, because of that, now I have a higher value on wisdom than I've ever had in my life. Higher value on it. I just know that it is what the Bible says. It's more valuable than gold. Way more valuable. And when you have wisdom, this is how you solve problems in your life. We don't really have, you know, problems that we would say, this is a money problem, this is a resource problem. Usually every problem we have is a wisdom problem. And when we get wisdom, we have the solution, we have the strategy, we have the answer, and that changes everything. And so by simply changing your pursuit, you also change the level of peace that you can walk in, the level of freedom that you can walk in, the level of wholeness that you can walk in. And I don't know about you, but once you start tasting that, you really don't crave the things that are not good for you. It starts changing your appetite. So I hope this message encouraged you about your potential. Maybe it's a totally different spin on how to view it. I know for a long time, I didn't partner with God in exploring my potential. I thought it was something that I had to find through personal development, through self-help, through a personality assessment, through reading books, through getting different mentors. But those just led me to more searching and more seeking. It just seemed like I couldn't find enough answers, but it was just so interesting to think about in hindsight, right? Like I'm going to books from people that don't know me to figure out who I am, or I'm taking a personality assessment that somebody, some human created to figure out how I'm wired, when I could go direct to the source, but I really had no idea. And so I feel like when you start exploring your potential with God, you start seeing it in a totally different light. And he enlightens the eyes of your understanding. He reveals how all the things that maybe that didn't make sense to you before are perfectly designed and orchestrated by him, and how you can live out your potential in a way that fulfills you, because God designed you. He knows what delights your heart, and he knows how to lead you into the good plans. That's where he's guiding you. So I encourage you to think about your potential from a fresh perspective. Go back, look at these verses. A great thing to do is look them up in different versions as well. So if you're looking at it in King James, maybe you look at it in Amplified, maybe you take it to, you know, ESV version or the Passion Translation, whatever you want to do. But when you start looking at different versions, it might also bring different revelation of that word to you. So go back and listen to this episode and make a commitment. If you haven't been living out your potential, are you okay with that? And if yes, keep doing what you're led to do, right? You have full agency to make decisions in your life. You're a powerful person. But if the answer is nah, like it's, I don't even like who I'm being, or I don't like who I'm becoming, or I don't like what I feel. I don't really even love the person that I look at in the mirror. And I actually think that that might be a problem. Well, if that is where you are, what are you willing to do about it? It's going to feel risky. It's going to feel scary. But courage is in you, and you can activate that. Grace is in you. Divine enablement to do what pleases God. Like God literally in Philippians, he says he gives us the desire and the will to do what pleases him. So even if we didn't have that activated before, he will give it to us. You just give him permission. Your life can get so much more exciting, so much more peaceful, so much more joyful, like genuine joy, not that kind of fake smile that some people can give, but literally genuine joy. You can have sweet, peaceful sleep at night, not like these sleepless nights. It's possible. And I believe it's from direct connection to the Lord. So I encourage you to discover your potential with him. Come join us in Courage Go. And until next time, stay blessed. Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free, for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop an aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity, and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think, and succeed the way He always intended, and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co. at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.